Hey everybody, it's Lavender Town, and today I'm trying to make an animated short in just 1 week, utilizing Procreate Dreams for the first time. So on day one, I really just wanted to make sure that I got the sketch started. I didn't really have a storyboard per se. So right off the bat, I had some trouble. It says that Procreate Dreams supports MP3s, but I've found that only WAV files will go in. So that's something to keep in mind if you want to try it out. On this first day, I really wanted to make sure that at a minimum, I got half of the sketches done. A lot of animation, the hardest part about it, I find, is actually the initial storyboarding and figuring out exactly what kind of action and movement you're going to involve. Doing stuff like in-betweens and lip syncing is not nearly as difficult as long as you have a strong foundation and structure of what you're going to end up doing. So I knew that if I was going to actually get this finished within the time limit that I set for myself, I needed 50% of the sketch done. And the only reason I didn't make it the entire thing is because I knew that the first day would probably be the slowest trying out a program I had never used before. And I was 100% right on that. There was a lot of time where I was looking for things and just pausing to type in, where is this in Procreate Dreams? How do you do this in Procreate Dreams? It was definitely a slow process at first. I was pretty nervous on day two. I felt like I really hadn't got enough done on the first day, but luckily because I had spent a lot of time looking up tutorials and looking at the locations of certain fundamental things inside of Procreate Dreams, it actually did start to speed up a lot. Now the audio that I'm using is actually some audio I did not intend to record. I was recording for a different video and started to feel some shaking. So it is the audio of a earthquake that I accidentally recorded while I was working on a different video. And I thought that might be a fun and interesting thing to animate. It's not often that you accidentally catch a natural disaster on a recording device. So that was the whole plan here. So I wanted to make sure that I was switching up my views of the video, what I was actually showing in real life. I did actually do exactly what is shown in the short, except for I didn't fall off my chair. But I did sort of stand in the middle of the room and look up on my phone what you're supposed to do in an earthquake, because while I had felt some slight rumblings living in California before, this was by far the strongest one that I had ever felt. And I did feel the need to look up what you're supposed to do if it got any more serious. Luckily, of course, I am fine. Everything turned out okay. It did knock a couple things over. While I was working on Dreams, the first thing that I ran into, other than that audio import file issue that I had, was also generally some little glitches and frustrations that would become more serious as time went on. The first thing that I struggled with was figuring out how to move and sort of crop my keyframes. I think it is much more difficult than it needs to be. I learned how to do it, but oftentimes when you're clicking to drag a clip versus clicking to move it versus clicking to open at the secondary pop-up to do other things to the clip, all of those were happening all of the time when I didn't want them to. I also noticed that sometimes when I was adjusting the size of my brush would just that little window that says how big your brush is would just stay. It would get stuck on the screen for a while, and that was bad. Day three was all about inking and really getting some of these in-betweens looking smooth and nice. And this is where I really started to feel the pain of one particular missing element in Procreate Dreams. And that is the fact that there is no lasso tool, or as far as I can tell, selection tool of any kind. The only way that you can select and transform something is by leaving the drawing mode, clicking on the timeline mode, or just being out of the drawing mode, and then clicking on the keyframe, which will allow you to scale or rotate anything that you've drawn on that keyframe. However, you cannot select part of it and just move, let's say, part of the hair or part of the head. In order for you to use the transform tools, you would have to make sure that every single thing that you want to move at all in this way is on separate layers. This is a real problem because, well, if you're going to be moving something a lot, like say the eyes, it makes sense to have them on a completely separate track. In this case, there are a lot of times in animation where you just want to move something a little bit and it would speed things up so much. But as far as I can tell, there is no way to do that in Procreate Dreams right now, which is particularly shocking because this is a feature that Procreate's built-in timeline animation does allow. So it's definitely something that bugged me on this day, and that I really struggled with. I tried really hard to make sure that this like falling off the chair motion looked pretty good, especially because it's one of the first things you see in the animation. And it's also during a sort of climactic part of the audio where things go from me being very quiet to this loud crashing noise that signifies when the earthquake actually starts. I also wanted to show a way of like me seeing or noticing the earthquake without shaking my entire character. The way I did that was actually with the microphone, which again, this is actually not true. I felt it first through my feet and through the sounds of the walls moving, but it's a really good way to show with this animation only having one prop in frame that there's some movement happening. That's how I decided to sort of like visualize it for the animation. I was finally getting to that critical stage of the animation where you can actually see things moving and constantly reward yourself with little droplets of motivation by rewatching over and over the like milliseconds that you actually have finished. I find that this is really crucial when you're animating because this is one of the most tedious art processes that you can do, and if you don't have something that is constantly making you feel like you're making progress, it can be quite a slog. I tend to go into a flow state very easily when I'm animating, which I don't always have when I'm drawing. On day 4, I pretty much realized that I had to finish all of the inking as well as get started on the coloring, or there was not a prayer, not a chance, that I was actually going to finish this in time. I forgot how even the shortest animations can really swell into a huge project, and I was already starting to feel the pressure of that. So this is where I very quickly started to like polish everything off. I was lucky in a sense because there were a lot of shortcuts I was able to do, keeping the body mostly still and moving the environment, as well as focusing on having really smooth eye and mouth movements, which would give off the impression of like a higher effort or more fluid animation without actually having to redraw the body in lots of positions, which definitely takes the longest for me. It's so easy to make a limb or a fall look wrong or just be paced in a way that the motion doesn't look correct, whereas eye and mouth movements I find a lot easier, fun, and more rewarding in general. And I just love doing lip syncing. I know most like YouTube animators, even the ones with big teams, don't do a lot of lip syncing, but I like it. I don't know. I like individually drawing all of the little sounds. Maybe if I was doing a 10-minute video instead of like a 30-second animation, I would lose my love for it, but I like lip syncing, so I did it for this video. Also, because I mean, I only said like two things. I put in the environments, and this is when I first got to really try out the like shaking effect. It was shockingly easy. If you just shake the environment around the character, it really does give off that earthquake feeling. And I also had the ground sort of like jiggling and shifting under my feet, which I think is crucial if you've ever actually felt an earthquake, of getting across the actual like feeling of what it's like, because it can be weirdly like almost like the ground beneath you has become sort of fluid for a moment. So I really wanted to give off that like feeling of really being in an earthquake. I know I'm being kind of like highfalutin about this like 22 second animation. You know, I really want to immerse you in it, but while you're working on an animation, it's the stuff you think about. And this is where I started really getting into the coloring. This was hell, and I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. Like, I have never liked Procreate's coloring system. I've realized that Procreate has the most delicious, wonderful, like, ink drawing experience, but the second you have to color, it just makes me want to, like, export my file and do it on Clip Studio. Clip Studio has amazing, like, color gap sensing. Like, they're able to close little gaps, which Procreate does not. Procreate Dreams definitely does not. And the color drop system is, it's just a nightmare. Like, I would just much rather do the fill bucket tool, but I have never been able to make color drop work any other way. So I just kind of had to like deal with it. All right. It's day 5, so it was really time for me to get this show on the road and completed. I originally did not plan to do this in full color, and you can tell because I have like my nose gray and my mouth gray in a lot of the earlier scenes, but I realized that with Procreate system, since I can't select around the character and fill her with like white or gray, that it is going to take just the same amount of time whether I do it in black and white or in color, since I'm going to have to individually select inside the character every single time anyway. So I decided to switch to full color, which did mean I would have to go back and redo some parts that I had already filled in, like the mouth and nose in a lot of places. I left my eyes gray because that's sometimes how I color my eyes anyway on my character, so I just left it. But I do kind of like this like partially colored effect, because with the backgrounds grayed out and the only really saturated color in my mouth and on the like back side of my hair, it draws your eye towards the face in every scene, which I think is a good way of utilizing the color to like sort of guide the eyes, especially because I haven't animated in quite a while, so I definitely feel rusty and I want to make sure that the viewer's eyes are going where I expect them to. So the coloring process, like I said, it was tedious, and I also found that the more I was doing it and the more frames I was adding, the more glitches I was running into. Procreate Dream still has a lot of rough patches, and I hate to say it because I do love Procreate, but there are a lot of things I think they need to add or improve before this will be a really robust animation program. Putting all that aside, here is the final result of my week of animation. Oh, it's quick. Oh my god. I hope you guys enjoyed watching this whole process of me like trying to learn Procreate Dreams and slog through an entire animation in just 5 days. Let me know what you think about Procreate Dreams if you've used it yourself. There is secretly a lasso or selection tool that I haven't been able to find on the forums or in the program. Please let me know, because I would really love to love this program. There's a lot that I do really like about it. That was my end sort of thoughts on Procreate Dreams, and I will see you guys in the next one. Huge thank you to my wonderful patrons, including Twink on a Sink, Raccoon Jam, The Aidenverse, Scott Wilson, Grexius, Olia, Liddy Savior, Brandon Stark, CB, Cosby F, Lucy Amajiki, Liv, Salty Jackrabbit, Raven's Crow, Zocelot, T-Hill Music, Jabber Dabber Doo, Kadarius, Deadly Nightshade Art, Astral Fox Art, The Expressive Poker Face, Tsuvaki, Cutie Pie, Ice Cream Pal, JJ Jade, and of course, blah 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 blah.